Hey everyone, it's Jordan. Welcome back to another episode of the Lucky Dip podcast, where we talk all things gaming, business, hang out with some friends. And now, if you've seen on any of our social media on Christ Gaming, we actually finally announced what I was waiting to tell everybody. So we have our official Rocket League team, our first ever competitive team, our first Rocket League team. And today, we actually have one of the stars, maybe the best player. I don't tell the other two. The best player on the team, we have Zuki with us today. Zuki, how's it going?
Going pretty good. Thank you for having me on here. Glad to be a part of the roster for Rocket League.
Yeah, no, we're excited to have you guys. Would you agree that you are one of the better players, or who would you rank top to bottom? Sorry to put you on the spot. You don't have to answer.
Well, I'd definitely say I'm in the top three.
Okay.
That's a fair statement. Of the three players on the roster.
Yep, and I would say so.
I don't know. We're all pretty equal in skill. It's just, I mean, we'll get to it later, I guess, but with the one new teammate, we're kind of working out some kinks right now and just how we play, but I don't think there's any, like, star player. I think we all kind of have our unique skill sets that we bring to the team.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, we'll get into that a bit later, like, when we kind of introduce the other players and we can chat about them for a little bit, kind of how you guys met. But first, we'll talk about you because you're in the spotlight. You're the guest for this week. So how did you get into gaming and all that? Was it Rocket League at first? Was it other games? Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, I guess, like, just starting off with gaming, I grew up with, like, a GameCube and a DSi. So I played, like, lots of Mario games on the GameCube. On my DS, I basically just played Pokemon. And then, yeah, I mean, after the GameCube, we had a Wii. Like, that was fun, but, like, it was really just, like, the family, like, party games that I really played. So it wasn't really gaming as much as, like, it is now, I guess. And then I got Minecraft on, like, I had a really bad school lap. I played Minecraft on, like, every day, all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you still play that at all, or?
I haven't played in a while, but I always go back to it a little bit, but I used to play, like, mini games on, like, Minecraft servers with my friends, like, every day, and that was super fun, but
Do you know?
Now I kind of prefer the survival.
Yeah, mode. I was gonna say, like, what are the different things in Minecraft? I've never personally played, but I know, like, it's still, it might even be the top game on Twitch still, like, every time you go on. For streaming.
You've never played Minecraft?
I've never played Minecraft. Hey, you're the one.
Wow.
Wait. You're the one who said that you've never seen Star Wars. So, hey, I never played Minecraft, never seen Star Wars. I think that about equals it out, you know?
I guess so, yeah.
Even though mine's related to gaming, so I guess it's a little bit worse. But you play survival then, you're saying? That's what you like to do now?
Yeah, like if you have a friends and a server and you can just kind of build whatever you want and have fun with that, then that's always fun to do.
Do you play it on PC then?
Yeah.
Nice.
I had it on PlayStation as well and used to play with my friends because, yeah, I got a PS4 and, I mean, that's what led to Rocket League. Like, I had a few games on PS4 that I played. I had Destiny, the first one, played that for a bit.
Me too.
But didn't really, like, play any games that much. Like, I kind of just rotated between a few. And then I was getting some of the PS and free monthly games. And then 1 month, like 6 months into me, Rocket League was the free-to-play game.
Oh.
And so I got that, played it for a bit and, like, enjoyed it, played it with some friends, and then, like, played it on and off for a little bit. And it probably wasn't until, like, the next year where I more, like, seriously got into it and more of my friends were playing it. So I just started playing it a lot more and playing ranked and stuff, and just kept going from there and slowly climbing the ranks.
So you kind of started, like, what would that be, like 2016 when you, like, got into it a little bit more, would you say?
Yeah, I think 2016 was when I really got into it, but started in, like, mid-2015.
Okay, yeah. And what was it about Rocket League that drew you to it, like, when you started grinding and stuff? Because, I mean, I like Rocket League, but that game is freaking hard, like, mechanically. Like, what was it about it where you're like, you know, I can play this a lot and I want to improve?
I don't know, like, I don't think I had noticed anything about it other than I just enjoyed playing it. Like, it was fun. you just got to drive around a car and hit a ball in a net. And I mean, I played like twos with my friends like all the time. And so, I mean, that was a big part of it. It was just fun. And I mean, like looking back at it now and comparing it to like other games, like definitely a big part of it is just like, it's all mechanical and it's all stuff you have to learn, but it's like rewarding because all of those skills that you learn over time, you can see it in your improvement and like you have full control over the game basically.
No, like, that's a very good point.
If you compare it to like a sports game or whatever, like if you're playing like NHL or something, like you're not really controlling everything they do, right? Like you press the shoot button or whatever, you skate around, but there's not enough buttons on a controller to like control the hands and the stick and the skates of the player. So Rocket League kind of just like simplifies it where you're a car and you hit a ball. And so you actually have like full control over like how you interact with the game. And that's, I think that's pretty unique about it.
No, that's actually a very good point. I never thought of it like that, but you're right. Even in Call of Duty, for example, you can just like, you can move, but you're right. You're not like changing the pace very much. You can't do, you know, so many little things. Whereas in Rocket League, you're literally controlling everything. You control how fast you go, turn rate, like everything is so controlled. Your boost, flipping, like it's crazy to me. And when I first, you know, I've only been playing for a couple months, but when I first got into it, I was like, how hard can this be? You know, you're like, you see it and it looks easy. And then you try to do something insane. I don't know how you do the stuff that you do. When I watch it, I'm just mind blown. It's crazy.
And that's another thing about it is there's like no transferable skills from any other game.
No, you're right.
Like if you ever have played like a shooter, you learn how to play and then a new game comes out, you'll know what to do for the most part. You'll have those mechanics to be able to shoot someone, right?
Yep.
Whether you play on a controller or keyboard mouse. But like other than the prequel, like Supersonic Acrobatic Rocket Powered Battle Cars, there was nothing before Rocket League that's similar. And I guess maybe that was part of it too, just because lots of my friends like grew up with like PS3s, PS2s, and they were like playing shooters when they were growing up. And I grew up on like Minecraft. So I had like no gaming skills basically when I got my PS4.
That's fair.
And so I guess maybe part of it was that like everyone who starts Rocket League is horrible at the start.
It's
You're
so funny.
You're all at the same starting point.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's why I enjoyed it, because I could actually like keep up with my friends and get better.
And then eventually surpass them, and now you're cracked at the game. Like, it's impressive. And now, I guess on that note, how long do you think, like, I know you've been playing since like 2016, but how long did it take for you to go from when you first started kind of playing to when you were like, okay, I'm actually getting pretty good at this? Like, did you notice that earlier on, like you were kind of excelling in a sense, or you were doing good in ranked, or was it not until much more recently when you're like, okay, actually I could probably start competing and I think I'm decent enough?
Well, I guess like for the most part, when I was just playing, I was just, the ranked system was what kept me going. I always wanted to keep climbing and getting better. And so like with the old system, I think I hit like rising star, like shooting star or something. And then they switched over to like platinum and diamond and all that. And I was in diamond for a while. And then I think I like finally hit champ one season, and I was like super excited about that. And I think that was when I was first starting to go to university, and I was trying to find if there was a university team, and I had to like search the internet and like go through Reddit threads to find this team. Finally found the Discord and like found the players on the team, and I was like, yeah, I'm a champ one. And they're like, oh, well, maybe you can be a sub. And then like, oof, nothing really happened. But
yeah,
I mean, from that point on, I kept improving. And I guess a big thing was I used to play like just sitting on a couch, like 8 feet from a TV.
Yeah,
my PS4.
Me too.
And then I moved my PlayStation into my room and played on a monitor, and like played with a wired connection. And I think I went from like champ one to like champ three in like 2 weeks or something.
Wow.
And so then when I was champ three, it was just a long grind to try and get to GC finally.
Yeah. And then for what rank are you right now? For those who aren't aware of the ranks, you're almost at the top rank just about, aren't you? You're pretty close.
Somewhat close. Like I'm sitting around Grand Champ 2 for the most part in my ranks right now. And so I haven't hit Grand Champ 3 yet. That was kind of the goal this season, but we'll see. And then after that, it's Supersonic Legend.
And that's like the top of the top, right?
Yeah.
And that's what SSL, that's why sometimes you guys will be saying that, like, for tournaments, put SSL in so the other teams are scared. Is that what you guys are going on about?
Yeah, because the top rank is SSL, so
oh,
if you ever see, like, someone with an SSL title in-game, then
be
it's
scared.
usually pretty intimidating.
Yeah, no, I can see that too. That would be crazy. Is the skill level, like for me, I'm usually like gold player, right? Like middle gold, sometimes I've been in plat. So for me, the skill level, even in plat and diamond, like if I play those players, for me, that's like a crazy skill division ahead of me, right? The skill gap is wide. Is that, do you find it the higher ranks, if you're GC2, when you're playing somebody who's GC3, or have you ever played anyone who's SSL? Like, is it got kind of crazy? Like, what do they do that's just so much better? Do you know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, like, once you get, like, into GC and stuff, and even in higher up, like, I've played some better players, and for the most part, you won't notice that they're that much better. Like, their mechanics won't seem that insane. But either they're just more consistent or harder in their rotations or whatever. That's usually the biggest difference between ranks. But then you definitely notice there's some players that are just cracked with their mechanics,
mm-hmm.
and they'll just do whatever they want. Like there's some people, like even in 1v1, like my rank is usually like Grand Champ 1, and I kind of fluctuate up and down. And most of the people I play never do anything crazy. Like, they're just playing 1v1 back and forth to see, like, who messes up the most.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes I'll just play someone who just, like, air dribbles every ball they get and, like, hits it in the top corner over and over. Or they'll just flip reset on me, like, 5 times in a row. And it's just... So, like,
yeah,
there's lots of room to move around in these ranks, especially since usually every season everyone resets to, like, GC1.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, to get to SSL, it's more so about just, like, more consistency, better rotations and stuff like that. But you always want to be improving your mechanics to get to that next level.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I guess it's a lot different from me, where if I'm playing somebody who's below me, it's the fact that they just can't hit the ball. It's so funny. But then it also gets me messed up sometimes, because I'll be like in silver, for example. If I get placed in silver, if my placement matches just go really horrible, and then I can't get out of it because my team just sucks. Do you know, like, they can't hit anything. They can't save the ball to save their lives. It's insane. So I respect what you guys do. When I watch you guys play, it's more soothing for me to watch you guys play. And I'm like, oh, nice. And then when I try to play, I'm like, oh, okay, I struggle to hit the ball. So I enjoy watching you guys when you're streaming, and I enjoy watching all the tournaments and the replays. It's very fascinating to me. Now, I don't know if we actually talked about this yet, but you guys were in the Canadian Esports Championship Series, a few of you guys, from who's on Cryus now, which we'll kind of mention who they are in a second. Can you talk about that season? Because you guys went completely undefeated throughout the entire thing. How did that go?
Yeah, I mean, it was an exciting season for sure. I mean, the way I found out about it was I'd played in, like, a charity tournament a few weeks before the registration for this league, and it was run by Manitoba Esports. And so I kind of found out about this upcoming tournament, the CECS, and it was the first time they were doing Rocket League. And they needed 6 teams to compete in it, and I thought, like, well, I just won this charity tournament, I'd probably have a good chance of doing well in this league if I form a good team. So I reached out, found Gary, found Toonlonk. I mean, I guess I'd already played with Toonlonk previously,
mm-hmm.
and I guess Gary as well in a different tournament, so kind of knew them, randomly met them earlier, but that's, I guess, another story. We formed a team, and you know, we ended up getting 6 teams for the league. It was exciting. We played every week, and we just didn't lose. So,
like, at all.
Well, we lost a few games, but we never lost the best of 5.
Yeah, I should clarify. I try to make it sound... Well, it is still crazy. It's still a great accomplishment, but I try to, like, you know, exaggerate it a bit. But yeah, you didn't lose a single series. You lost a few games, had a couple of reverse sweeps, but you still came home undefeated, and you won the whole thing. You won the championship every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nasty. And I guess, okay, let's talk a bit about the players, because you were on Team Cat Jam, for anybody who watched the CECS Season 1. They were on Team Cat Jam, and Gary was your teammate, and Toon Lunk was a teammate. So now Gary is on Cryos Gaming as a, you know, one of our players, and then Toon Lunk is our sub and our coach. So you can tell that story about how you guys randomly met, and then say how you kind of like just found out about each other and teamed up for Cat Jam.
Yeah, so I guess like what got me into this whole like competing thing this year, like I'd never really competed in any tournaments or leagues, but there was an email, I think, or like an Instagram post that like one of my friends found about an upcoming games night at the U of M, and they were going to have a Rocket League tournament with a $300 prize.
Ooh.
And so me and my friend, who was like very similar in rank to me but hadn't really been playing much Rocket League, like we were going to team up, but we signed a third. Like we were going to possibly play with my one like gold friend and see how that went.
Ooh, that's not good.
But we were looking in like the U of M Discord and like trying to find teammates, and like there were some platinum players looking for teams, and we're like, well, it's not really going to be great because we needed to have a U of M player. And then all of a sudden I saw a Toon Lunk post in there saying that he was looking for a team, and I instantly messaged him because I think he had set his rank, or I found out what it was, and he was GC. So we teamed up with him. We played in that U of M tournament. We had played like a few ranked games to warm up, and then we actually went undefeated in that tournament and won that. So that was pretty hype. That was like a lot of games played, and ended up at like 1 a.m. or something that it was finally over.
Wow.
And then for the next, they did another games night during reading week or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, the second one was St. Patrick's Day, I think. And I was going to go with my friend and Toon Lunk again, but Toon Lunk had something up, so we had to find a new third. And we couldn't find anyone from the U of M again. Found Gary, who I think had been posting asking if he could play or something, but he wasn't actually attending U of M.
Oh, okay.
So if we would have won, we would have, only me and my friend would have got the money prize since we're students, and we were going to split it so like three ways so that Gary would get some.
Mm-hmm.
And that tournament went pretty well, finals, and then we actually got the bracket reset on the team and then lost in the second series to them. So it was very close, but we didn't quite win that time. And then, yeah, so I was looking forward to this league, and my friend who had played these two tournaments with wasn't interested in it, so I just contacted Gary and Toon Lunk, and we formed a team.
And it worked out very well. That's crazy. I know, I like hearing that stuff, like how people, like, met and everything. Does that mean then, like, have you, like, met Toon Lunk, like, in person stuff? You guys both went to the same uni, or no?
I haven't met him, but we're both in the same faculty, so I've probably seen him before, but I mean, I've only really had like 1.5 semesters on campus and the rest online. Yeah. So I don't really know very many people from the university at this point.
No. Okay. That's fair. Yeah. Cause I was wondering about the timeline, but that makes sense. I'm sure though, if you guys go back, in the fall or anything, then it'll be kind of nice to just link up and be like, yeah, we're going undefeated, you know, we're cracked. And hopefully we'll have some more winnings under our belt under Cryos, which would be sick. So I guess on that topic then, let's talk about how like we actually got into contact, because that's also like crazy how things just work out. So this is a couple weeks ago. So Alex and I were going to originally look for a coach. We got everything ready for Cryos. You know, we had socials ready. We had literally all these tiny little things ready to go, Discord set up, all that good stuff. And we're like, hey, we want to start like finding a team. So we're going to find a coach first to like find players. But then we're like, that's not going to work. And nobody like responded. I tried for a day. I went into servers. Like no coaches were interested. We went on Reddit, like nothing. And then we're like, yeah, let's just get some players. And then maybe we'll find a coach, and maybe players will know players. So I went into like, dude, I don't even know how many servers. I went into a lot of servers just like asking for players and stuff. And originally on the post, we put like Diamond or higher, which I'm glad nobody from Diamond, because like that's not very good. No offense to anybody's in Diamond, but it's just not ideal. And then I was in, I think it was the CECS Discord, so the same one that you guys were in currently and won. I was in that server, and then this guy called Dang DM'd me saying that he saw it and that he didn't want to join, but he said we could post it in the Manitoba Rocket League, which you happen to be, are you the owner of that or an admin?
The owner of it, yeah.
Yes. So he said, contact this guy named Zuki and see if you can post your, what is it called? Ad, I suppose. Your team looking for a team in their Discord server. So then I messaged you on Discord and we didn't even post it because the first thing you just said is, I might have a team who's interested. Like, my team might be interested. So, like, how did that work? Like, were you guys already kind of thinking about, like, taking the next step and joining an org? Or, like, the timing must have just worked out perfect, hey?
I mean, it was kind of, like, talked about, like, since we were doing well, it was, like, you know, maybe an org would be interested or something. Or, like, I was looking to do more competitions since we had success with that and it was fun. But, I mean, I didn't realistically think, like, there would really be an org that would be looking for a team like us. But then that message just popped up and I was like, I mean, that would be a fun opportunity. So,
yeah,
I wanted to see if that would work.
No, it's just crazy sometimes the timing, right? Because if we would have done it, who knows, a few months before, maybe you wouldn't have been thinking about that. Or, you know, if we waited too long, then who knows? And it's just crazy, like, it worked out. And I guess the reason I bring up Dang as well is because in one of the tournaments in the CECS, I guess not tournament, sorry, one of the matches, you weren't able to make it. So Dang actually subbed, and that's when they did the reverse sweep. So it's just crazy how it, like, works out, you know? I talked to Dang, reaches out to me, I get in contact with you. Then he's also subbing for Cat Jam, completes the reverse sweep, and yeah, it's just crazy how small the community is in a sense, you know. It's exciting, and I guess the thing that we should also say is, like, it's awesome because as a Canadian organization, we wanted to try to keep as many people as we could Canadian. So when we were going on Discord and you don't know some of these servers or, you know, Reddit, kind of tough. But then we go on to the Manitoba one. So all you guys from Manitoba, I live in Alberta, so does Alex. So, you know, a little bit of a time difference and stuff, but it's cool, hey? Like, how we all just, I don't even know how it happens. It's nuts.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, the only reason I, like, the Rocket League Manitoba Discord exists is just because after that, like, the first U of M games night, when there was, like, all of a sudden 25 teams in the Rocket League tournament, I realized, like, there's lots of people that play Rocket League. And, like, there is the U of M esports Discord, but I was like, it'd be nice for Rocket League. It doesn't matter what school you go to or whatever. And so I just made a Discord. I didn't really know how to run it, but I just invited everyone I knew that played Rocket League in Manitoba. And it just kept growing. And I just, you know, started using it to, like, connect people and find different servers and stuff. And
yeah. And it worked out really well. And I think that's the part that I appreciate too, is I think what you did is really helpful because, well, I mean, A, I found you through that and we can still post things and, you know, post videos and whatnot when we make them and upcoming scrims, anything like that. It's super helpful. And because, like, here in Alberta, like, we don't have anything. So when Alex and I were trying to look for a roster, we were like, I don't even know where to look because we don't have an Alberta Rocket League server, you know? So, like, we didn't have anything built yet. And even in the Manitoba Esports Association that you guys have, I talked to Melanie and stuff from there before, and she's, like, very organized, and things are, like, you know, they have, you know, they're in partnership, or, I mean, they kind of run the CECS, which is amazing. So, like, the Alberta Esports Association here is, like, a little newer, and I've talked to, again, their, I don't know what they're called, their co-founders, their owners, whatever, and I was like, why don't you have Rocket League or anything yet? And they said, because nobody's built a community around it yet. So that's also what we're kind of trying to do is by posting videos and stuff, is get more people excited who, you know, just locals and stuff, get some fans going, all that good stuff. Yeah, anyways, on the topic of teammates, do you want to talk a little bit about the third who we have? Because we haven't mentioned him yet, but he is cracked and he's a streamer. So do you want to go into a little bit about P-Siffle and how you guys connected and your thoughts on his gameplay and stuff for improving in threes?
Yeah, so I guess, again, he's one I found from the U of M tournaments that were held. I think he had posted, like, a link to his stream in the U of M esports Discord, and that's how I'd found him. And he was on one of the, like, I think they're, like, top three in the first tournament, his team. And so I knew they're pretty good. And since then, I just was kind of watching his stream, getting to know him a bit. He was in the Manitoba Discord, and we were running, like, weekly scrims, which were just, like, fun tournaments with everyone in the Discord. And he was doing quite well in those. We were having fun. And Yeah, we needed to find a third. I guess I can kind of explain that a bit,
Yeah, go for
just
it.
because, like after CACS, like the idea for me was like, me, Gary, and Toonlong could continue on, and we could, see what happens with his org and try it out. Gary was down right away, but Toonlong, I mean, it's nothing against him. He just didn't feel like he wanted to put the time in to grind the game and continue competing. And so he said, like, find another third. And I think he was the one who said, like, see, like, let P. Siffle take my place. And so we contacted P. Siffle to see if he was interested, and took a little bit of convincing, but we got him to join the team. And then we've just been playing some threes, trying to figure out like how we work in our rotation and stuff, just because we haven't played with him as much as we played with Toonlong. And so, but yeah, he's a ones main basically. So he's got the mechanics. He just needs to, I guess, spend some more time in threes, like we all do. There's lots of things that we all need to work on. Like, it's not like he's hurting the team at all. I don't want to come across like that. It's just, there's things that we need to work through together and learn, and I think that there's a high ceiling for this team now with three players that we have, and with Toonlong helping with replay reviews and being there as a sub as well.
Yeah, no, I agree 100% because I've watched some P. Siffle streams and stuff, and mechanically he's insane. And lots of times you're right, like he does ones and stuff. And even in the tournaments that I've seen and some of that, like when you guys are streaming, things are looking good. And obviously it's just improvement because you guys are a fairly new team, and we kind of knew that you guys were going to be on the team for like a couple of weeks before we even announced last week. But you guys were still in the CECS, so you couldn't really practice with P. Siffle as much, right? So I guess now is kind of like where the practice and the scrims really begin. And you've already entered, I think, one tournament, and then you have some exciting stuff coming up soon to talk about in a second. So it's just a matter of improvement. I think you guys are gonna be really, really good. Like just from the stuff I've been seeing, it's exciting. And also the really good part is I totally see where Toonlong was coming from a player standpoint. My main game that I play is Call of Duty, and I would not want to grind personally the game to be a player, but I'd love to have a team one day or just be involved with the community. And I'm so glad that when we were looking for a coach that you said Toonlong might have been interested, because then he can still be hang out with you guys, help you guys, but he's not the one having to grind. He can play a bit if he wants, but it's mostly replay review, coaching, and also sub if we need it. So really great that he's on the team, so we have the full Cat Jam squad and P. Siffle now, so that's very, very exciting stuff, eh? Yeah, no,
Yeah, I'm
that's great.
excited to see where these upcoming tournaments and leagues go.
Exactly. Now, on that topic right there, what are you most excited for regarding some of these leagues and tournaments? Because they're on our website, some of them, so people probably already know, and might as well talk about it now on the pod. So you're doing one tonight, actually, right after this. So I want to talk about that one a little bit.
Yeah, so we're going to be playing in the Intel World Open, which is obviously, it's in the name. It's an open tournament, so anyone can enter and compete in this. And I think, I don't know if there's a few tournaments like this, and if you make like top two, you make it to the Invitational or something. But basically, in the end, it's like I think a team from Canada is crowned, and there'll be one from the US and some other regions. And then it's basically like a partnership with the Olympics, but it's not worldwide just because there's no in-person events and stuff. But basically, we're gonna see how it goes. We're gonna hopefully win some games, and if we ever play one of the top teams, we're gonna get clapped, but it'll be fun either way and might be a source of good content, so
Exactly, because
it'll be a good
that,
experience.
yeah, and because in that one, like, all the pros from the RLCS are in that one. Like, there's a few teams representing America, and also a few really good teams representing Canada. So, could you imagine? Do you think it could be potential that if you guys win a few, and obviously they're gonna win a few, you could play together? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, it's definitely a possibility. Like, we could even get matched up pretty early. Like, I don't know what the bracket's gonna be like yet, but
Yeah, I was trying to look at it and I couldn't see anything, but that'd be crazy. And we're talking like the pros, the pros, So even if you guys just play against them, right there, that's cool stuff. You're playing guys who are at the top of the game, part of energy and all that. So, that'd be very exciting. Now coming up, oh, are you streaming that? Are you
I
allowed
might be
to?
streaming it. I know Gary will be streaming that, so.
Okay, sweet. So that's one of the leagues that we have going on. The other one that we have is the TELUS esports series. That's coming up in later this month, actually. Excited for that one, too?
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. Like, I don't know exactly what to expect. Obviously, there's lots of, like, prize money with that. And, I mean, it's, like, I think two best of three games a week. So it's very manageable and will be very good for us to have regular competition to, you know, improve as a team. So, yeah, that one is one I'm looking forward to. And then midway through that season, the Indie Gaming League Summer Circuit starts up.
Yep.
And that's what I'm really excited about, too, just because I know a little bit more about that one. And I know it'll be, like, good competition and it'll be a good way to get, like, more stream time as well to get some more action.
Yeah, exactly. No, that one is going to be super exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in these two leagues. And then we're also going to be... You're going to be in a few tournaments and stuff. Do you have anything on the top of your head that you're excited for regarding tournaments? Or are we kind of just focusing on the leagues for now and the tournaments will come up as they do sort of thing?
Yeah, there's not a whole bunch of big tournaments. There's a couple of 2v2 tournaments, I think, coming up in the next month or so that we might be playing in. That'll be fun. I think there's a charity tournament that we're trying to organize currently in Manitoba with some guys, so I don't know when that will be, but hopefully that gets figured out soon, and that would be a really good one to participate in.
Yep. I agree.
But yeah, I mean, the leagues are really cool because it's actually, like, you know, regular games that you're playing and stuff, and it's something you're more working towards. But the big tournaments are super fun when it's just like one day, play a bunch of games, see who wins. So it's good to have a mix of both for sure.
Exactly. I was just going to say, too, it's really great, especially when some of these leagues, you can schedule it yourself, the game. So it's very nice to, you know, whatever fits in your schedule, you guys can kind of figure it out. And yeah, again, it's really great. And hopefully some of these will be streamed. You know, if you guys are doing it, then also sometimes I know the CECS, what I liked, what they did is they would cast them and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you could go watch their stream. But if not, with Cryus, like, that's what kind of we're trying to figure out, is how could we do that? So, like, you guys get, you know, airtime, and then also just so we can build esports and stuff, right? So more people are watching and there's places for them to watch, because it's what we want to do. It'd be really great. So yeah, I think that's about all for today. You excited to hopefully do some content with the student and stuff like that? Hey, we'll figure out something. I don't know exactly what to do.
It'll be fun to do some content, have some, I don't know exactly what we're going to do, but I'm excited to try some new things out.
Yeah, it'll probably be Rocket League related because we're not all in the same location, so actually filming stuff is kind of out of the question for right now, but we'll do something with Rocket League. We'll try to think of something fun and something that's a little fair so Alex and I don't get clapped if we're in it. So we'll see. We'll figure some stuff out. It'll be exciting. Do you want to plug any of your social media, your Twitch stream, your Twitter? Where can people find you?
I guess, yeah. So basically everything is ZookyRL. ZookyRL on Twitch, on Twitter. I think on Instagram and TikTok there's an underscore between Zuki and RL. I also have a YouTube. I just posted a video last night.
Yep.
Called Zuki RL. If you just want to follow me there, I try and stream pretty regularly, but I've been having some internet issues recently, so it's a bit unfortunate, but
we need we need an internet sponsor ASAP. You hear that, Shaw? You hear that, Telus? You know, that'd be great. Give us the highest quality thing so our boys can play. All right.
That'd be huge.
That would be huge. Could you imagine? I think Gary wants a freaking water sponsor. Or was it you? I can't remember. I think it was Gary. Dasani. He wants a Dasani sponsor. I'm like, all right. That'd be crazy. If there was a sponsor, what do you think would be, like, the coolest sponsor or the most realistic one that we could get first? Probably, I'm thinking energy drinks. I don't know. I feel like those are pretty standard. What do you think?
Yeah, I think energy drinks are pretty, like, they sponsor everyone, right? So
yeah,
I think one of those would be realistic to obtain. And then I guess after that, I mean, usually sponsors you see are like gaming peripheral brands, you know, like HyperX or stuff like that, I guess would be next. But I feel like, yeah, more so the drinks, like G Fuel, Red Bull, stuff like that, I think is pretty realistic. But
What's one sponsor that you think would be, like, the coolest to get? I think getting, like personally, I think if we got some equipment or anything, you know, like with, you know, monitors or keyboard, anything, or gaming chairs would be hype. Is there anything that you kind of are like, that'd be sick if we got that?
I haven't really thought of that much. I don't think there's anything in specific
That's okay.
that I would really think about. I mean, if I'm getting free stuff, I'll be happy, I guess, but
Not me too. I was
it
gonna
doesn't matter a
say,
whole lot.
yeah, it
And I
doesn't
mean, I don't
matter.
really drink energy drinks, but
Me neither, but it's okay. We'll put them in video still, dude. When I drink those things, man, I like vibrate. It's not good. I get too hyper, and then I feel like I'm gonna die. But if you want to sponsor us, we'll still do it. We'll put you in videos. You know what I mean?
yeah.
It'll be good. All right. Well, that's all for the podcast today. Thank you for hopping on, and appreciate it. I'm really excited to see how the summer goes. Very excited to have you on board. Glad that we all connected. Glad that everything's announced so we can officially talk about it and post your guys' clips now on our socials. So check that out on Cryus, at Cryus on Twitter, at Cryus Gaming on TikTok, so you can see some better movement than what we've been posting because it's been Alex and I. So it'll be more interesting. Other than that, good luck tonight. Get some practice in right now, and we're gonna end it so you guys can go practice because it's in like an hour, isn't it?
Yeah,
Okay.
pretty soon.
Sweet. All right. We'll see you guys next week, and thanks for tuning in.